News Network.
The following is a paid program. The purpose of the program is to provide information only. Kathy Nolan is president of Family Focus Financial Group and an investment advisor representative offering investment advisory services through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
1160 and 1310 WOBM-AM bring you Financially Fit Fridays, featuring Kathy Nolan, owner and founder of Family Focus Financial, and Sean Nolan, vice president of Family Focus Financial. Stay tuned as Kathy and Sean provide you with valuable information to help you and your family stay financially fit. You're invited to call in with your questions at 848-221-8092. And now, here's your host, John DeMasi.
Good morning and welcome. Thank goodness it's Friday.
TGIF, yes.
Aren't we happy? We're really happy when we're here on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the end of a week and we're getting close to the holidays, and Kathy's wearing her holiday-appropriate outfit.
Holiday colors, yep.
Your holiday colors. Sean didn't get the memo about that, but that's okay.
Well, you know, it might be the end of your week, but I've been working every Saturday. We're just so busy, so it's not the end of my week.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. But then again, you know, you do take some vacations here and there.
And you never take anybody
else with you, you know. So really, you know, we're glad that you do.
I think that was a little hint.
Because I like to travel light. You know, I don't like to bring too much luggage. Yeah. You know, they charge you extra for luggage.
I know. So. Well, I'll pay the extra. How's that? 848-221-8092. That is our number here. Questions, of course, for Kathy or Sean this morning. Feel free to give us a call. As always, we have our famous trivia question, a chance for you to win a nice prize, a $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street. Fine Italian specialty foods and products since 1973. And if you have a holiday gathering, whatever it happens to be, you want to go over there, talk to Ralph and the folks, and they'll be happy to kind of direct you as to what you may need. But it's a great place for you to order, whether it's gift baskets or whatever. So we'll talk about that as well. Our trivia question coming up in just a couple of minutes. And as always, a lot of good information here on the show. All of it, of course, financial in nature. And we will be talking about year-end planning since we are, don't look now, but it's almost 2014.
Unbelievable.
It's gone by so quickly this year.
So Kathy is going to talk later on in the show about giving the best gift. All right?
Yes.
She's really actually been officially licensed as Santa's helper.
I'm one of the little elves.
Right. So we're going to talk about that. But I wanted to ask you, and I guess this is part of your philosophy, and I guess you want the audience, and I want the audience to kind of understand what you do and what Sean does at Family Focus Financial. But we got a couple of questions over the last few weeks about Twitter and about specific stocks. But that's not really kind of what you do, and that's not your philosophy. So let's just talk about that, what your philosophy is.
You know, we really believe that, you know, we're not of a broker mentality that most people are used to that are going to recommend specific stocks. We believe in a more balanced approach, a more directly managed portfolio so that you have exposure to different asset classes and you're not just, you know, investing in one particular stock. Some of our younger clients, though, we do help them to build a lifelong portfolio, something that they, you know, that they can literally buy and hold and know that they'll benefit from years of dividends and years of perhaps splits and things like that, you know, solid companies that they can maybe even pass on to their children someday. But we take a more managed approach.
I've never been, this is my personal opinion, I've never been a big fan of individual stocks. I've bought 3 stocks in my life and I lost money on every one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm consistent anyway.
Yes, you know, there you go.
But, you know, you hear people talking about this and then you watch the TV and we all know about the guy who jumps off the table and screams at people and all of that
stuff.
Yeah,
he has those hot, crazy buttons, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. You know, that's wonderful hype and it gets ratings.
Well, you know, I had an interesting client this week that I met. He was in his 50s and he actually sells software to traders.
Really?
And he was deathly afraid of stocks.
Really?
Which I thought was very, very interesting because he said, you know, I'm probably more knowledgeable than most of the people that you meet with only because I developed these programs for the traders, you know, and help to market them. And I guess he knows a little too much, you know, about what really goes on and not a believer in mutual funds, not a believer in individual stocks. And so it was very, very interesting to hear that perspective for somebody that's really on the inside, so to speak.
So your philosophy then is you're not traders, but you want clients or you recommend to clients that they put money in what kinds of things that can help them grow?
Yeah, well, we it's not that we don't have stocks. We certainly do, but we have a full team behind us. We have a full management team, a full team of financial planners who recommend diversified investment strategies. Our CEO, Chris Bertelsen, is always on CNBC. He must be on several times a month, talking about different topics.
I think he's also on Fox sometimes.
He's on Fox. Yep, he's on Fox Business quite a lot. But, we believe in a more directly managed approach rather than the cookie cutter type of investing where you're just getting a basket of mutual funds or you're just picking individual stocks. That's when people usually get hurt, when they're looking for that get rich quick scheme, what's the flavor of the moment, and yes, you can sometimes make money on those, but unless you can afford to lose, those aren't the kinds of things that we would normally recommend.
Which is what you told the caller last week.
Yes. Yeah.
If you can't afford to lose it, then don't do it.
Can't afford to lose it. If you can't afford to commit, stay out of the fire.
So
we take a more conservative approach to investing.
When you put this together, is it some equities, but is it some annuities or insurance or what? What is it?
Everybody's situation is different, right. Obviously. It's not a cookie-cutter approach either. But as far as our managed portfolio goes, we're very, very successful with quite a few of our portfolios, one of them being the conservative income portfolio, which strives to, number one, preserve principal. That's the primary goal of the portfolio. And secondary goal is income, to generate income. And we believe income can be generated around the world, not just here in the U.S. So it's basically broken down into four asset classes, one of them being bonds, which right now we're using very, very short-term duration bonds because we do feel interest rates are going to be rising and you don't want to be in bonds that are going to be, affected by that. So we're using short-term, mostly ETFs. We have no exposure to U.S. Treasuries whatsoever, and we haven't for quite some time. As far as the equities go, we're probably pretty heavily equity right now, but good companies, good solid companies that have serious dividend-paying histories, that are not going anywhere anytime soon. And then, of course, there are some international companies like that as well. So we're not directly correlated to the market. So when a client calls and says to me, the market's up 26%, I said, but you're not really in the market. We're not directly correlated to the S&P or the Dow.
Right, right.
We're much more diversified than that. So you can't, judge your portfolio on that. And as a result, when we've had some down years like 2008, for example, we did pretty well. Compared to a lot of other things. We also have, as a fourth asset class, what we call alternatives, which is just a very small sprinkling, and that is to boost the yield of the portfolio, and that would be things like master limited partnerships or REITs that, because of their structure, they're not set up as a corporation. They're set up as a partnership, and they have special tax benefits. They don't pay corporate income tax. So as a result, they're required to return to their partners, over 90% of what they take in the form of, interest and dividends. So it can be very lucrative for an individual to have a little sprinkling of that in their portfolio.
Sounds like you have an aggregate of things. And if I'm hearing correctly, that growth and income are the keys to this.
Not really growth.
No, but
this, with this particular...
Either or, right. It could be, depending, again, on the person.
Yeah, there's, again, it depends upon a person's assets. If they don't have a lot of assets or they're extremely conservative, we would, probably focus more on the conservative income portfolio, which preserves principal. We're not as much focused on growth, although, of course, we do get growth because of the equities. But then there are other portfolios that have been put together by my team that do focus on growth. And those would be for even younger clients or clients that have enough assets that they can afford to diversify a little bit and have some exposure so that if there's some volatility, they understand that those kinds of portfolios are going to be a little bit more volatile than their conservative portfolio. So, we look to have that balance there. And everyone will be different. And sometimes you mentioned annuity. Sometimes we use annuity. Sometimes we don't. It really depends upon what a client needs as far as income. We do think they're a great way to generate income. However, we don't use variables because we feel that they're overpriced. There's a lot of hidden fees. We have a report on that that I'm happy to send out to people if they want to get a copy of that. But there's a lot of hidden fees there. And so we do use the fixed, particularly what's been nicknamed a hybrid, which is kind of like a combo fixed annuity, though, but with potential. And so that can be part of, and we make that part of the fixed income bucket of the planning. So where someone might have bond exposure, right now bonds might be, you know, a little bit more out of favor, that annuity might take up that portion of the portfolio for fixed income. So that's, you know, something potentially that can happen.
You said something significant in 2008 when everybody lost. Your clients did okay.
Yeah, we did okay.
And is that because of how you've structured it, that you were in the fixed type of things?
Well,
is that why?
It's because we, you know, with that particular portfolio, again, it's very, very low volatility, and we try to get to the game early. You know, if we see opportunities, we try to get to those opportunities early and then get out of those opportunities when they would start to look a little bit oversold or overpriced. For instance, earlier this year, we took a lot of gains off the table because we felt, you know, we didn't want to be greedy. We felt that things were, you know, had run up quite a bit. And also that there was an opportunity to put that money to good use elsewhere and do pretty much the same thing. So we're not afraid to take those gains off the table when need be. And I have an excellent team that manages the money well. You know, again, I'm sitting here talking to you, or I'm sitting talking to clients in our office, and I'm not watching a computer and watching, you know, what's going on constantly with the market. And
but somebody is, right?
Whole team is.
Right, your team is, yes.
A whole team is.
Right.
And you know, unfortunately, Wall Street expects some of these stockbrokers to be all end all, you know, and they can't be. They can't be. And that's why they tend to recommend more cookie cutter type of portfolios where, you know, they don't really have to. They'll, you know, the company will just tell them, okay, this XYZ mutual funds or this, you know, particular model might work for somebody, and it's automatically, you know, rebalanced and, you know, all those kinds of things. But it's not active management, and it's not specific to an individual's needs. And we just feel that most of our clients are pre or post retired, and that they've outgrown that kind of investing.
Okay, if you've just tuned in, it's Financially Fit Fridays. Every Friday we are here, 10 until 11, here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. Kathy Nolan is here. She is the owner and founder of Family Focus Financial. Sean Nolan is here. He is vice president of Family Focus Financial. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. 848-221-8092 is our number. If you've got a question for Kathy or Sean, 848-221-8092. We are ready with our trivia question for today. And I'm going to watch Kathy's face when I read this question.
This ought to be good.
Because I know where her mind is going to go. All right? This was another survey done in Great Britain. Don't we love those Great Britain surveys?
Okay.
And the survey asked this question. They wanted to know from people what was their number one simple pleasure. And by that, they meant something that they enjoy but doesn't cost anything. Now, I found there to be a slight flaw in this survey because the number three answer was chocolate.
And
that's not free.
Okay.
But that was the number three answer. So we've already given you that part of the equation.
Okay.
We want to know what was the number one or the number two answer.
Okay.
Life's simple pleasures. Kathy's smiling.
Well, you know,
I know where your mind is going.
No, you don't, because I have British friends.
Okay.
I have a pen pal since I'm 10 years old.
I know you were telling me.
A British
me.
Pen pal. And my girlfriends and I were into the Beatles, and we all had our Beatle, and we all had our pen pal, and I still have mine.
Okay.
After all these years.
Well,
yep, we
you know,
met.
Maybe
we can still exchange Christmas gifts.
Right. You can text her during the break and see if she can give you the answer.
Well, that's why I say I think I might have a one-up on this.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we want the number one or the number two answer. Life's simple pleasures. These are things that definitely do not cost anything. All right? That was really the survey. And, well, I'm not going to give you a hint now. I'll give you a hint later on. 848-221-8092. As always, we ask that you come to the table with a financial-type question in order to be eligible to answer the trivia question. We were talking kind of about the philosophy of Family Focus Financial and really just trying to give the folks an idea of how you work and how you help clients. But any good stories of how people may have been hurt in 2008 and then maybe came to you and you kind of righted their ship, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, well, it's interesting that you say that because, you know, we've had a couple of people this week actually that were very much affected in 2008. You know, right when they were about to retire, actually a couple of them had buyout packages and, you know, offered lump sums and so forth. And it was better for them to take that than to continue working because they would have lost benefits and so on and so forth. And, you know, so some either go to one extreme or the other. Either they've lost because they've been to several different brokers and all they do is lose. And so they have no trust whatsoever. And it's very hard to gain their trust and show that we are different. You know, we really are. It's not just lip service. And those sometimes there are others that just have gotten so conservative after that they've really lost out on a lot of the growth in the market that we've had, you know, the rebound, so to speak. And so it's hard to help those folks that have been through something like that. And, you know, all we can do is just have a, you know, a very modest approach. We go very, very slowly to first gain their trust and, you know, dip our toe in the water and, you know, just kind of spend a lot of time getting to know each other and seeing if we're on the same page. And
you need a little bit of both. I mean, you need some conservatism, but you need some growth potential, right? So you have to have a balance, but it's like everything else, I guess, in this country. We go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Remember years ago, if you had a pulse, you can get a mortgage. Now today, you know, if you're not a Fortune 500 CEO, you can't get a mortgage.
I know, it's tough.
So it's like it's one or the other, you know?
It's
so
tough.
But you're right. Your point is well taken that you still can't be, you know, too conservative because then you have no growth.
You have no growth. And, you know, with what we are anticipating inflation to be in the future, we talked about that last week, it being closer to 6% now if you used real numbers, you know, real things that used to be in the CPI. But, yeah, Sean.
Sean, you want to say something?
Yeah, John, I remember we had a couple seminars back around 2008, and we were trying to tell people, you know, what was possibly going to happen.
Like the market was going to go down.
And, you know, we had some people several years later calling us up, coming, saying, well, we should have gone with you.
We should have listened to you.
Well,
where were you, you know, where were you a couple years ago?
A couple years ago,
right.
Yeah. And then
right.
They come in and we could still help them, some of them, but most of them, you know, were just like, well, you should have listened.
Well,
okay.
You know, it all becomes about, I can't stress enough, it's about having a strategy. We're not product pushers. We're not selling the next flavor of the month. We're not, you know, recommending a basket of mutual funds or you know, what's going to be more heavily compensated. I mean, we're fiduciaries. We have full disclosure. We, you know, have to discuss how we're compensated, any conflicts of interest. And so when you take that approach and always put your client first and, you know, not worry about some of those other things, you're going to have better results. And people, you know, tend to not realize that sometimes they don't like to hear what we have to say, but it doesn't serve them well if we're not going to be honest.
That's right. More to talk about here on the show. It's Financially Fit Fridays. Every Friday, you'll find us right here from 10 until 11 after Bob and Marianne in the morning. Right here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. Kathy Nolan is here, owner and founder of Family Focus Financial, as well as Sean Nolan, Vice President of Family Focus Financial. 848-221-8092. That is our number here. If you've got a question for Kathy or Sean, feel free to give us a call. And if you want to take a shot at the trivia question, here it is. It was a survey done in Great Britain, and they asked the question, what is life's simple pleasure? What is your number one simple pleasure? Doesn't cost anything. That was the question. Number one or number two answer. That's what we're looking for. 848-221-8092. Coming back with more Financially Fit Fridays after these words.
Wouldn't you like to have a financial advisor that really works for you and not his or her company? And wouldn't you like to have someone who puts your needs first? That's the philosophy at Family Focus Financial Group. Kathy Nolan, president and founder of Family Focus Financial Group, has upheld that idea for over 35 years. At Family Focus Financial Group, they work for you, not a company. Their responsibility is to always put their clients' needs first. They're committed to providing objective and unbiased consulting services for you and your family. They work diligently to avoid conflict of interest trust, or compromise so that you always receive the utmost attention when it comes to your overall financial picture. They can't promise to save your life, but they can help to save your lifestyle. Family Focused Financial Group. Today, tomorrow, together. Call them at 732-364-5462. 732-364-5462. Or visit them on the web at fffgonline.com. That number again, 732-364-5462 for Family Focused Financial Group. Guarantees provided by annuities and other insurance products are subject to the financial strength of the issuing company. They are not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. Life insurance is subject to medical underwriting. Annuities are long-term products designed for retirement income. They contain some limitations, including possible withdrawal charges and a market value adjustment that could affect contract values. The Internal Revenue Code already provides tax deferral to IRA, so there's no additional tax benefit obtained by funding an IRA with an annuity. Consider the other benefits provided by an annuity, such as lifetime income and death benefit. By contacting Kathleen A. Nolan, you may be offered investments and insurance products available for purchase.
The holidays, one of the happiest times of the year. But you know what happens. Too much to do, too many places to go, what to bring, and not enough time to even think about entertaining. So what's the answer? Mulberry Street, of course. Mulberry Street has anything and everything you need for the holidays. Custom gift baskets, holiday party trays, specialized catering for that home or office party. Mulberry Street is the place. Italian specialty gourmet meats, fillets, pies, and all-natural fresh turkeys, and the list goes on and on. Whatever your needs for the holidays, remember, Mulberry Street has it. Call to place your order, 732-477-4520, 732-477-4520. As always, Mulberry Street makes the holidays easier than ever. Remember to place your order by December 19th. Mulberry Street, 474 Brick Boulevard in Brick, and 2119 Whitesville Road in Toms River. Or visit them on the web at mulberrystreet.net. And don't forget, Mulberry Street can cap off that holiday feast with a complete selection of California wines from Domenico Winery. Happy holidays from the Colacerto family and everyone at Mulberry Street.
This is the Savvy Women's Show with Kathy Nolan on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
If you would like to reach Kathy or Sean during the week, 732-364-5462. That is the number, 732-364-5462. That's the number for Family Focus Financial. Email askkathynolan at gmail.com. Askkathynolan, that's Kathy with a K, at gmail.com. Financially Fit Fridays is the program. Again, every Friday you find us right here. At this time, 10 until 11, here on 1160 and 1310 AM, WOBM. 848-221-8092 is our number here in the studio. And again, we were looking for the answer to our trivia question. We'll have some fun with this. Maybe I'll give a hint in a few minutes. Yeah. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I think so.
You think I should give a hint?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to get this.
They're not going to get this one? Okay. I'm shocked.
Well, I gave Kathy and Sean the answer during the break, and shocked. Kathy was shocked. She said, because it doesn't sound like people in Great Britain would give this answer. But obviously they did. So the hint is going to be, the number one answer, the hint is going to be, it's something that, it's something you might do with a significant other, wouldn't you say, Sean?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So now we know where people's minds are going to go.
No, that's only where your mind's okay. going, John.
And the number two answer is, that's kind of a routine household chore, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, it should be anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It still costs money, though. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, not
but,
really.
but to actually do it, it doesn't cost money. You know, initially it
but
would.
But I do like that.
Yeah, okay.
Myself.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, so we gave you some hints. Take a shot. And of course, as always, you have to come to the table with a financial type question in order to be eligible to answer the trivia question. We are coming to the end of the year, and Kathy was telling us during the break that she's seeing a lot of clients. And a lot of people want to really try to get their house in order. It's kind of that New Year's resolution. You know, you have a couple of resolutions. You want to make more money. You want to lose weight. Or you want to get your financial house in order, that kind of thing.
I think so.
So talk about, you know, what you do or what your philosophy is as far as year-end financial planning is concerned.
Well, you know, I think this is probably, like I said during the break, this has been our busiest December in my entire 37-year career. And usually by the second week of December, people don't want to see me. They're busy with the holidays and whatnot. But this has been the busiest December I've ever experienced. And I think part of the reason for that is, of course, we have this massive population all coming to their apex of, you know, their lives where they're, you know, getting ready to retire and, you know, they want to make sure they're doing the right things. And people are really concerned about the run-up in the market. You know, they know that the market's been good. They are a little nervous about it. That 2008 is in the back of their minds,
sure.
You know, and I do say to them, you know, in fact, we were talking about this last night at our workshop is, you know, if you're going to retire, and nowadays it's not unusual to live 25, 30 years into retirement, not
yes.
at all.
Yes.
Do you think we might have another 2008 during that time period?
I would say there's a good possibility.
Do you think we might have more than one?
I would say there's a good possibility, yeah.
You know, so it's something that you have to be realistic about that. You know, I'm not about to predict, you know, a crystal ball. I read and hear both sides of the fence there is, you know, when it's going to happen and doom and gloom. And then you hear the pie in the sky advice as well. But, you know, it's going to happen, period. When, how, you know, we don't know. And you have to reevaluate where you're at. And one of the concerns that I have for folks is that the market has run up pretty high. And that balance in the portfolio, you know, if you're a do-it-yourself or you're, you know, you have a certain model that your broker put together for you, whether it's 60-40 stocks and bonds or whatever the case may be, you're off kilter because stocks have run up so high, you are probably way overweighted in stocks right now. And even though things are doing well, It's a risk that you might not want to take. So it's time to do some rebalancing and reevaluate your risk exposure, because hindsight, you know, doesn't really help when you're down 20% and 30%. So rebalancing is very, very important at this point.
At this point, if people are coming into you now and you're talking about the market and you're looking back at history, do you take some profits?
Yeah, I mean,
take some profits?
You know, I don't think it's such a bad thing. You know, when you invest in the market, why do you invest? To make money.
To make money, right.
Well, if you've made money, what's the problem with that? You got to pay taxes. You know, when you earn a living, you pay taxes on your income. Well, you pay taxes on your gains. Better to reap the rewards of some of them and pay the tax, you know, pay some necessary taxes than to wind up having a loss.
So you know, what do you do when you take the profits? Where do you put that money? What do you do?
Well, again, you know, it's individual.
Okay.
That's going to matter, you know, for each individual and what the shortfall is in their financial picture. Do they need more tax deferral? Do they need income? Do they, you know, are they okay with that? Maybe we could focus more on growth. It depends on everyone's individual situation. But, you know, I'm not meaning to give tax advice certainly to
right.
anyone because they should certainly seek the tax advice of their own individual CPA. But it's not such an awful, terrible thing to take some gains off the table. You know, lock that down. You know, lock that, especially if you're not retired yet. Lock that down and know you have that in your pocket, you know, and then play with the rest if you want to play, you know, but just lock that down. It's not a bad thing to take a profit.
Okay, I believe we do have a caller waiting for us. Lauren, who's on the line? Let's talk to him.
Good morning,
Joe.
Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How you doing? Good.
Great.
A question for you. I'm a family member. My mom is in a assisted living program. And thank God my dad made enough money where his pension is basically covering the cost of the place for my mom. Now, how do I go about doing an accounting at the end of the year? My sister's handling everything. What do I do? I don't care about the awkwardness, but how do I go about doing it? Getting her to give me an accounting.
What do you mean, an accounting of what has been spent?
Yeah, and also the money that my father left quite a sum.
Uh-huh. Is your father still living?
No, he passed.
Okay, your father passed. Okay, so it's the pension that your mom inherited from him that's helping to pay for her care.
There's also tax after tax dollars that are sitting in investments.
Uh-huh. And that's being used to offset her care too. Well, you know, I guess you just have to have that family discussion point blank and say to your sister, "Look, I'm." You know, sometimes it's good to reword things, like, you know, depending upon how you present it. Just say, you know, I just want to sit down with you and make sure that mom's not going to run out of money. So rather than appearing like you're looking to be the one wanting to know what they're going to inherit, maybe appear to be the one that's more concerned about mom and the fact that, you know, you want to make sure she doesn't run out of money and what has been spent so far. You know, it might be a softer approach to talk to your sister that way. You know,
right? Yeah, but she's my sister's. As a whole, I don't want to go into it on the air, but she's.
Okay.
I'm a little sure difficult to deal with?
That's to say the least.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all had one of those in the family.
Yeah. You know, sadly, one of the things people fight about is money once a loved one has passed, and it's really sad because it does pull families apart. And I assume your mom has all the proper legal documents done already?
Yeah. I'm a co-power of attorney, but my sister probably could have changed it after these years. Who knows?
Not unless your mom granted it. But, you know, if you're a co-power of attorney, you should be able to make the same financial decisions as your sister.
Right, but she doesn't have me. She doesn't have me. You know, any part of the discussion, she's missed no at all. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you're going to have a conversation with her and try to be as nice as you can, Joe.
Yeah. Put a little sugar on top. Yeah. You know.
You want to take a shot at our? You want to take a shot at our trivia question, Joe?
Well, yeah. Two of the answers. The first answer, I would say it's a sunny day because especially if it's Great Britain and London, they have very few sunny days.
That's a very good answer.
That is a good guess.
Good answer. Yes.
That's a very good answer.
And the second one would be taking the garbage out.
Well, Joe, you were 0 for 2. You were wrong on both of them. So, but thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck. Have a nice holiday.
Sunny day. That's a good guess.
They
don't have too many of those in Great Britain.
No, that is a very wise answer for
that
sure.
That is incorrect.
For sure.
848-221-8092. That is our number here. And again, if you have a question for Sean or Kathy, feel free to give us a call here on Financially Fit Fridays every Friday. We're here 10 until 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. We're talking about year-end planning. And what's the number one thing? Either one of you can answer this. What's the number one thing you recommend clients do when they're looking at year-end financial planning?
Would you say IRA contributions?
Yeah, to make sure that they've either made contributions. You know, most cases you have until tax return time to do that. But also to make sure if you are over 70.5, to make sure you've taken your required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. Because when you don't do that, it's a 50% penalty on what you should have taken. And this is sometimes happens very easily when someone has multiple IRA accounts. You know, they might have CDs or they might have some investment accounts. And, you know, it's very easy to miscalculate what your RMD and not all custodians provide that to you. Sometimes, you know, they don't notify you. So you have to make sure that you calculate that correctly. We'd be happy to provide a schedule for anyone that wants to call our office how to calculate your RMD yourself if you don't have an advisor that you work with. It's pretty easy to do, but the penalties can be pretty stiff, you know, so you want to make sure that you satisfy that if you're over 70.5.
I heard it's what, 50%?
50% if you do it wrong, yes, and that's
50%.
Pretty significant, yeah. And also, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Roths and whatnot, and there's confusion about that, so I think it's a good conversation to have with your advisor, you know, about the balance and, you know, what you can deduct, what you can't deduct. And this is an excellent, excellent time to get a second opinion.
Okay.
And we do provide a second opinion service. And this is something that, you know, we've kind of always done, but we're a little bit more specific about it because I know, you know, especially in New Jersey, we're a little hesitant to recommend things to family and to friends and try to open up that conversation. But our second opinion service, one of three things is going to happen. So first of all, if you care about somebody in your life, whether it's a friend, a neighbor, or a family member, you want to protect them from a 2008.
Right.
You really, really
right.
do. But you can't tell somebody what to do with their money because what they should do may be different than you. But one of three things will happen with our second opinion service. Number one, we find out that they're in great shape and we advise them to stay where they are. That does happen occasionally, not often. But, you know, sometimes we'll meet folks that I'll say, geez, you know, you've done a really fantastic job and I really wouldn't change anything. But the second thing is we find out that they could better their situation. And this is more common. If we're not a particular fit for them, we'll be happy to point them in the right direction to perhaps an advisor that can work with them more effectively. You know, I'm flat out going to tell people, if you're looking for a trader, we're not the ones.
And you said that at the beginning
of
the show.
You know, if you want to be aggressive and, you know, you're looking for the next best thing, we're not a good fit. We're much more conservative than that.
However, don't we allow them to trade?
Yeah. Well, one of the advantages, you know, if they want to do it on their own, that's certainly fine. And this is actually, I guess you could call it a perk, if you will. Because we're Fidelity Institutional, we do allow our clients to have a separate account with Fidelity that we don't have to charge any kind of a management fee for, that they can trade in for a penny a share. And, of course, that's if they're a client of ours. But, you know, some of them have, you know, like their play money, you know, that they like to buy a couple of stocks and play around with different things. And we're able to custodian those assets free of charge and allow them to do that. The third thing that might happen from a second opinion is we do find gaps in their plan and feel, you know, we could provide a significant advantage in helping them reach their goals, or sometimes even help them identify their goals, because sometimes they haven't really sat down to do that. And then we would explore the idea of working together, you know, and see if we feel like we're a good fit.
All right. We've got plenty more to talk about here on the show. Financially Fit Fridays every Friday, 10 till 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Kathy Nolan, who is the owner and founder of Family Focus Financial, as well as Sean Nolan, vice president of Family Focus Financial. 848-221-8092. That is our number here. 848-221-8092. Our trivia question, we were looking for the answer. A survey was recently done in Great Britain where they asked the question, give us your number one simple pleasure. In other words, something that doesn't cost anything. We told you that the number three answer was chocolate, which I don't know where that came from, but, you know, I mean, how do you get chocolate? You know, do you have a chocolate factory?
Can I say what my answer was, since it's not the right answer?
Yes. What was your answer?
Cup of tea.
Yeah, you did. That's
I
right.
thought I was that gonna that say, was yeah. going to be yeah, number nope, one nope. because, you know,
wasn't even
a cup
on the
of
list.
Tea is like, God, that's so British. That's not, just the height of their debt.
Not on the
Still
list.
Still costs money, though.
Number one and number two, we asked you either or. You can give us either or. The number one answer, we said the hint was it's probably something you would do with a significant other. That's the number one answer. And number two was something very domestic.
Yeah.
And you probably do it at least once a week, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe
hopefully.
Every couple of days, hopefully, yeah. Okay.
I was going to say surfing or swimming. That would be mine.
In Great Britain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a big surf
really?
Culture
I didn't
over
know
there.
That. Yeah. I didn't know that. No, that's not it either, Sean.
Too cold.
848-221-8092. We're coming back. More Financially Fit Fridays after these words.
Finestra at the White Sands features Italian-style cuisine and a family atmosphere. In fact, Finestra wants every meal to feel like that old-fashioned Sunday afternoon dinner at Mama's. Plus, the White Sands is the perfect place for that oceanfront wedding, banquet, or any special occasion, especially the holidays. For more information, contact the White Sands at 732-899-3370.
Give yourself the gift of financial fitness. That's right. Wouldn't it be great to have a roadmap to guide you to financial success? To know where you're going by first finding out where you are? Join me, Kathy Nolan, and Sean Nolan from Family Focus Financial Group every Friday from 10 to 11 on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 as we discuss the investment world and how you can protect yourself and your family from risk, inflation, taxes, and from making costly mistakes. Benefit from a fiduciary standard of care and years of experience. Take the anxiety out of your decisions and get straight, honest answers to your questions. Give yourself the ultimate gift, how to make the most of your hard-earned money. Join us every Friday from 10 to 11 on Financially Fit Fridays on 1160 and 1310 WOBM AM. Or call us direct at 732-364-5462. Look forward to talking to you.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and Family Focus Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
Now back to the Savvy Woman's Show with Kathy Nolan on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Again, if you'd like to reach Kathy, you just heard her give out her number there during the break. What's the number? 732-364-5462. And you just heard Kathy talk about second opinions. If you would like her to give you a second opinion on your particular portfolio, there is no cost or obligation for that. You simply call her up, make an appointment, and bring over all of your issues and questions, and she'll be happy to help you out with that. 732-364-5462. You can always email her, askkathynolan@gmail.com. That's Ask Kathy Nolan, Kathy with a K, askkathynolan@gmail.com. The show is Financially Fit Fridays. Again, every Friday we're here, 10 till 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. 848-221-8092 is the number. Before we get back into the show, we have yet to bring up the baby name, but have we got any new names, Sean?
No, we don't.
Okay. I like James Casey.
You like that one?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give that my number one choice.
That's your number one vote?
Yes. All right.
I could live with that.
Yeah, James Casey Nolan. He sounds like he would be an author.
Yeah, I was going to say a writer. Right. That's
James Casey Nolan, right?
Yeah.
Could be. You hope that he does that and becomes a bestseller.
Becomes the next James Patterson.
Right, exactly. Take and then you choice. Can you can live high, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You just remind him of all you did for him, you know?
maybe one of his novels will be made into one of those movies and I could be in a movie or something.
There you go. I mean, we've got the kid's life planned out yet. He's not born, you know? So anyway, Sean and his wife are expecting a boy in January, right?
January 3rd.
Okay. So right after the new year.
Yep.
So you're going to have a new year, new baby. That's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Know?
And I do. I vote for that name. So just tell your wife that that's my choice.
All right. I'll write that one down.
848-221-8092. We were teasing Kathy right before at the beginning of the show that she's wearing her appropriate holiday attire, and she's been licensed by Santa Claus to be an official elf. And she's here to, seriously, though, give the best gift for the holidays. What is it, Kathy?
And this, of course, is financial in nature, but one of the best gifts that you can give your loved one is the gift of life insurance.
Why is that?
You know, it's the gift that lives on after you're gone. You get life insurance for those that you love, those that you leave behind. Makes their life a little bit easier. Great way to ensure that your children and or grandchildren will get a Social Security check. How do you do that? Well, you leave them some life insurance that they can turn into that income stream. You know, it's just such a great way to leave a legacy and generally speaking, for pennies on the dollar, you can leave a nice benefit to your family. And, the insurance companies have really loosened up their requirements. It's not as difficult to get insurance today. They're all competitive with one another. And, you know, we have certain ones that are easier on cancer patients, certain ones that are easier on diabetics and so forth. So, being independent, we're able to put bids out there to the companies and have them fight for your business and, you know, come back with an offer. So we had one of our clients the other day come back super preferred, which I haven't seen in a while, meaning he's so darn healthy, you know. They were all clamoring for his business, and he was well into his 60s.
Well, most likely that means he'll probably live to 100 then.
Very much so, you know, and all the more reason why his family's going to, you know, need some money. And, you know, sometimes life insurance can be structured, too, to provide college funding. It can provide a cash value, free retirement. So there's a lot of things that you can do with it and use it for. But, more than likely, mom is probably or dad going to, you know, die before their kids. And that's, you know, the way it's supposed to go in the world. It's a heartache when it's the opposite way. But or even grandma. And it's a great way to leave a legacy that'll just go on and on forever and ever.
You know, I'm always confused by life insurance because I hear these terms and for as long as I've been doing these shows, I still try to get a grip on this thing. But I guess it's a little tough for most people to really understand it. There's term insurance, and then there's universal life, and then there's whole life, right?
I mean,
That's right.
So, like, they're all different, right?
Well, you know,
I mean, but they're all life insurance, but they're all different,
yeah. Right?
Yeah. Anybody that's in middle age or so forth probably doesn't want term insurance because at one point it's eventually going to expire, and then you have nothing. And very few people actually collect on a term policy,
right?
Except the insurance company and the premiums that they received. So I always like to explain life insurance this way because it's an easy analogy. If you have term insurance, you're renting. You're renting.
Okay.
If you have whole life, you own a home.
Okay.
And if you have universal life, you own a townhouse.
Okay.
Have ownership, but maybe not, you know, as rich of an ownership. Kind of like an easy way, but what's become very popular for many people are different variations of universal life. Again, here's where it gets confusing too,
right.
Is you can have just straight universal life that pays an interest rate, which would almost, equate to like a fixed annuity that pays an interest rate. You can have variable universal life, which gave universal life a bad name actually, because When the market went down, your life insurance could have fallen apart because it wasn't funded properly. And then, of course, we have indexed universal life, which is akin to the hybrid type annuity where, you know, it's life insurance, but your accumulation is, instead of just being fixed, is attached to an index, but not direct participation in the market. So that can be very lucrative as well.
So how do you know what you should get? Obviously, you would depend on someone like yourself to recommend.
Exactly.
But how do you know what's the right thing for you? I have heard, like, term insurance is cheap. That's right. What I heard.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Generally, term would be sold to people,
younger
people that are just starting out, that don't have a lot of money, can't afford the higher premiums that universal or whole life would have.
Right. So somebody in your case.
Possibly.
You know, possibly.
Yeah.
Not you, but I mean somebody like in your case, you're just starting a family.
Right.
And you would want to protect that in case something happened to you. Would you get term insurance if
that's probably
all you could afford?
If that's all you could afford, it's the amount that you have to satisfy the need that's more important than the type.
And the term insurance just pays on death? Is that really how
that's
it works?
That's right.
And it's for a certain term, so it could be 10, 20, 25, or 30 years.
Right.
So essentially you're buying that life insurance for that time period, and after that, it's gone.
Yeah, because it becomes so cost prohibitive at that point
that you probably
wouldn't continue it.
Exactly. So that's where you got into your renting.
Yes,
when you're renting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you have nothing to show for it. And, you know, unfortunately, too many people fund their, when they're doing their estate planning, here's where there's a disconnect with attorneys because sometimes attorneys, you know, obviously that's not their area of specialty, and they fund these life insurance trusts for estate planning purposes with term insurance. And to me, it's like, gosh, that was the worst thing to do because now there's this life insurance trust and the person is 85 years old and the insurance is going to triple. And so they're going to drop it. So,
right. You
know, they should have done it right the first time and they don't quite understand what the differences are. And we're living longer. We can't predict that we're going to die at a certain age.
I heard you mention that you have companies that can get you life insurance if you've had cancer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of people have had that at a relatively young age.
Yep.
So is that possible to get life insurance when you've had
some bouts
of cancer?
You know, obviously, if you had it yesterday, that's probably going to be extremely difficult to take on. But, you know, usually anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, generally it's five years.
With most cancers, insurance company will definitely look at it. You know, believe it or not, they're probably harder on smokers than they are on somebody that had cancer 5 years
ago.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know, I mean, they just know the damage that smoking does to individuals, and they're probably harder on that, and you do pay a significantly higher premium for that.
Should everybody buy life insurance?
You know, it depends upon what you're trying to accomplish. You know, when you're looking at life insurance, do you have loved ones that you want to provide for or leave a legacy to? It certainly doesn't hurt to have some life insurance, at least for final expenses. You know, that's something that's important. You don't want to burden your family with having to, you know, provide a funeral for you. And, you know, where are they going to get the money for that? At least do that much. But, you know, it's a cheapest way to pass on assets, I think. You know, if you can get some life insurance and you're insurable, it's a great way to pass on a legacy.
All right. We have more to talk about here on the show. I actually got a couple of minutes left of the show. If you want to jump in here with a question or comment for Kathy or Sean, feel free to do that. 848-221-8092 is our number here in the studio. Financially Fit Fridays every Friday, 10 till 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. We have Kathy Nolan here, owner and founder of Family Focus Financial, and Sean Nolan, vice president of Family Focus Financial, and I'm your host, John DeMasi. We are attempting, seriously, to give away this $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street with our trivia question. We even gave you hints. Come on now.
This is a tough one, though. It is.
I mean, what more can we...
I would say don't think British.
Okay.
Think cold.
Okay.
How about that?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I gave Kathy and Sean the answer.
Cold and nasty.
During the break. The number one and the number two simple pleasure, either or, what is it? According to this survey done in Great Britain, number one or number two answer, and the question was, what is the number one or number two simple pleasure? It doesn't cost anything. We want to know what were those answers. And we gave you a couple of hints. We said that the number one answer was something you most likely would do with a significant other And in fact, I've heard women love to do this more than something else.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Number one?
Yes, the number one answer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sean
about
didn't even
that.
Know that. He's going, oh, really?
Yeah, well, he always gets in trouble for that
right,
one.
Exactly.
Right?
I don't know what you're talking
You may get
about.
In trouble now.
I,
you know?
I like doing it myself.
Right,
so.
Okay. And the number two answer we said is something sort of domestic that you would probably do at least once a week. Maybe some people do it a little
more often.
Can
I give a hit on that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Crisp and clean.
Oh, that's too much of a hint.
That's so good. That's good. Okay. We're coming back with more of Financially Fit Fridays after these words.
The holidays, one of the happiest times of the year. But you know what happens. Too much to do, too many places to go, what to bring, and not enough time to even think about entertaining. So what's the answer? Mulberry Street, of course. Mulberry Street has anything and everything you need for the holidays. Custom gift baskets, holiday party trays, specialized catering for that home or office party. Mulberry Street is the place. Italian specialty gourmet meats, fillets, pies, and all-natural fresh turkeys, and the list goes on and on. Whatever your needs for the holidays, remember, Mulberry Street has it. Call to place your order, 732-477-4520, 732-477-4520. As always, Mulberry Street makes the holidays easier than ever. Remember to place your order by December 19th. Mulberry Street, 474 Brick Boulevard in Brick, and 2119 Whitesville Road in Toms River, or visit them on the web at mulberrystreet.net. And don't forget, Mulberry Street can cap off that holiday feast with a complete selection of California wines from Domenico Winery. Happy holidays from the Colacerto family and everyone at Mulberry Street.
Give yourself the gift of financial fitness. That's right. Wouldn't it be great to have a roadmap to guide you to financial success, to know where you're going by first finding out where you are? Join me, Kathy Nolan, and Sean Nolan from Family Focus Financial Group every Friday from 10 to 11 on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 as we discuss the investment world and how you can protect yourself and your family from risk, inflation, taxes, and from making costly mistakes. Benefit from a fiduciary standard of care and years of experience. Take the anxiety out of your decisions and get straight, honest answers to your questions. Give yourself the ultimate gift, how to make the most of your hard-earned money. Join us every Friday from 10 to 11 on Financially Fit Fridays on 1160 and 1310 WOBM AM. Or call us direct at 732-364-5462. Look forward to talking to you.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and Family Focus Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
Now back to the Savvy Woman's Show with Kathy Nolan on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here on the show, 732-364-5462. That's the number for Kathy Nolan and Sean Nolan at Family Focus Financial. You have questions for them during the week. You want to sit down with them. Remember, the initial consultation is complimentary. Good time to kind of do some year-end financial planning. If your resolution is always to make more money or do more with your money, in addition to losing weight, well, then, you know, do it. They can't help you with the losing weight.
There's always weight. That.
Right.
That's
every,
hard.
Every year.
I have to say that.
I did
hard.
That every year for 15 years, and then finally I just did it in the middle of the year, and that was the end of it. But
there you go.
I never keep the resolutions. But anyway, if you want to talk to them, 732-364-5462. The email, Ask Kathy Nolan. That's Kathy with a K. AskKathyNolan@gmail.com. Let's go right to the phones here on Financially Fit Fridays. Let's talk to Victoria in Lakehurst. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning,
welcome
Victoria.
To the show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing, Victoria?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question for Miss. I forgot her name.
Kathy.
Kathy. Kathy Nolan. Kathy with a K.
Thank you. I have, upon passing, my will states my first son gets my house, which I have already turned over to him. However, I'm living in it and am paying taxes, which is fine. My second son is kind of a slow person and needs kind of, you know, attention now and then as far as things go. He's on his own quite well, but he does need some supervising. So my second part of my will states I have set up a special needs trust. Now that's, what do you call it? I can't change it.
It's irrevocable.
Thank you.
Yes, there you go.
I forget the words.
Uh-huh.
At 88, I forget the words.
Oh, you're just a kid, Victoria.
I know I am. I've got to live another 20.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
However.
We don't mean to rush you, Victoria, but we are,
yes,
as you know here in radio, we have what we call the clock ticking. So if you could get to your point so Kathy could help you quickly.
Real quick.
Yes.
That trust states after my son passes, what is remaining of the money will go to all my grandchildren. However, now that I'm thinking clearly about it, I don't think that should be. I think that should go only to his children. Now, am I thinking wrong? Can I change it?
Well, you know, if it's not an irrevocable, I'm not an attorney, first of all, and if it's not an irrevocable trust that you're, you know, that portion that you're referring to, then you should be able to change it. But I would meet with your attorney that prepared the document and express your concerns to him.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I have to do because
yes.
It's bothering me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, I would do.
Answers?
I would do that right away, Victoria, if you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
so
am.
You could get that off your mind. Okay. You got an answer for our trivia question?
Sure. A kiss.
Oh, that's a nice
good
answer.
Guess.
I like that answer.
But incorrect.
That's a
how
very...
about a hug?
Closer.
Closer. That's
closer.
It. You got to give her that.
We'll give it to you.
You got to give her that.
Well, we don't allow, but we'll give it. We'll give it in the holiday spirit.
That's good.
It's actually not a hug. It's cuddling, which is kind of a hug. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you.
Number one answer was cuddling, and the number two answer was clean bed sheets. I mean, come on.
Common sense, but
I mean, it was done in Great Britain. What do you expect? You know,
I was surprised with the cuddling thing. I didn't think the British were that cuddling. You know,
Victoria, what we're going to do? We're going to put you on hold, and Lauren's going to come on and get your information, and we will be in touch with you by mail to tell you how you can claim your prize. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, I wanted to offer a little Christmas gift.
You got
out
about
there.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. If you want to give our office a call and while supplies last, we have something called a medication passport. And this was compliments of the Seroptimus group that I belong to. And it'll list, you know, it's a little pocket guide that lists all your different medications and dosages and so forth you can carry around in your pocket or your purse.
When you travel, right? Or
yeah.
When you just
so just call our office and we'd be happy to get one out to you as a little Christmas gift.
And that will put the wraps on another edition of Financially Fit Fridays. Don't forget, if you want to talk to Kathy or Sean Nolan during the week, 732-364-5462, 732-364-5462. For Kathy, for Sean, I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Friday, 10 a.m., Financially Fit Fridays, right here on 1160 and 1310 a.m., WOBM. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Savvy Woman's Show with your host, Kathy Nolan, from the Family Focus Financial Group. Listen every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. The preceding was a paid program. The purpose of the program is to provide information only. Kathy Nolan is president of Family Focus Financial Group and an investment advisor representative offering investment advisory services through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.